This podcast is the first in two mini-lectures on the Troubles in Northern Ireland. It will first of all deal with the origins of the civil rights movement, as well as the initial outbreak of violence and the events leading up to and including Bloody Sunday and the abolition of the Northern Ireland government at Stormont. The 1960s civil rights movement was born of a number of grievances with the Northern Ireland state, felt by the Catholic, largely nationalist community, who were marked out as disloyal by the overwhelmingly dominant Unionist Party. As a result, since the partition of Ireland, many in the Catholic community felt they were widely discriminated against in the allocation of housing and jobs, that electoral boundaries were gerrymandered in order to maintain Unionist control, and that the Protestant-dominated police force, the Royal Ulster Constabulary, or RUC, and the reserve force, known as the Beast Specials, operated on a sectarian basis. In Northern Ireland, a great deal of controversy surrounds the extent of discrimination experienced by Catholics. Historians and researchers in the social sciences have found a complex picture, though one that nonetheless shows that discrimination did, in fact, exist. In the 1920s, the Northern Ireland government made a number of changes to the electoral system, targeting not just nationalists, but groups that threatened to split the Protestant vote, such as Labour. Henceforth, discrimination was largely instigated by local government and was at its highest in the western part of Northern Ireland, where Unionist control was precarious because of the population balance. In 1964, the Campaign for Social Justice was formed to publicise this discrimination, and in February 1967, the Northern Ireland Civil Rights Association, NICRA, was established, followed in November by the Derry Housing Action Committee. NICRA's demands were for one man, one vote in local government elections, an end to gerrymandering, an end to discrimination in housing and jobs, and the disbandment of the Beast Specials. It formed the basis for the civil rights movement, adopting a non-violent approach. Civil rights activists drew inspiration from campaigners in the US and organised marches and sit-ins to pressure the Northern Ireland government. In June 1968, the Nationalist MP Austin Currie protested against unfair housing allocation by squatting at a house in County Tyrone, offered to a young Protestant woman and secretary of a local Unionist politician, rather than a number of Catholic families in the area. In the spring and summer of 1968, the Derry Housing Action Committee held a series of protests against housing conditions, and in August, NICRA held its first civil rights march from Coal Island to Dungannon.